Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Simply Spiritual Family. This is a new edition of The Bridge of Life. In this edition, we bring you forward astrology and tarot and herbs and teas and all types of spectacular things that can help you in your journey. The card of the day is the Emperor. In the most practical terms, what has traditionally been called the Emperor card represents the highest leadership, a head of state, or the most exemplary and powerful person in the realm. This archetypical ruler is responsible for the positive working out of affairs of a society or community, which are directly proportional to his well-being and happiness. The more enlightenment and cosmic perspective this energy brings, the better life is for all. The Emperor archetype masters the world of matter and physical manifestation. When you apply this card to your situation, acknowledge your potential for mastery. Reinforce the sense of sovereignty within yourself. Despite any self-limiting beliefs, habits, or appearances to the contrary. And I would like to move on to the horoscope for the day. The general horoscope says emotional and social freedom are on many people's minds as the USA celebrates Independence Day. The globally minded Aquarius moon encourages us to consider political issues rather than our unique individual agendas. Although the airy Aquarius moon favors abstract concepts over mundane concerns, personal issues that involve our homes, families, and closest relationships. Aries horoscope. Your inner life may be more complicated than it appears now. Yet, you don't want people to know just how much you're hiding. It's a lot simpler to participate socially if you downplay your unconventional interests. Restraining your impulsive behavior is wise today, because your need for self-expression clashes with your current longing to build lasting relationships. Luckily, there's really no reason to share all of your fantasies with others unless that's exactly what you want to do. Nevertheless, if you hope to create a deeper connection with someone you admire, you need to reveal your heart. Taurus, you may view your current social commitments as obligations rather than joyful activities. It's not that you won't have fun once you're in the company of friends or family. It's just that your sense of responsibility in the spotlight while the moon is shining in your 10th house of holy life. Thankfully, you will soon forget about your earlier resistance once you remember how much you enjoy spending time with those you love. Relax and soak in the goodbye now without feeling the need to be in charge of every situation. Gemini. Even a strong dose of common sense may not be enough to keep you on task because you are easily captivated by every little thing that comes along. But shiny objects aren't as alluring as brilliant ideas now, so it's harder to be motivated simply by the temptation of a good time. Thankfully, your friends are standing by today, ready to distract you with interesting diversions. As long as you don't attempt to plan everything in advance, you could be in for a pleasant surprise. Spontaneity is your friend. Cancer, expressing your feelings for a more challenging day by day, so the sooner you get started, the better. Unfortunately, your fear of rejection might tempt you to quickly retreat and protect your feelings, especially if you find yourself in a deep discussion with an intimidating person. But even if you face the apparent resistance, your words may not flow easily at first because your emotions are still in flux. Be patient while measuring your progress. Things will move along faster as your movements begin to settle down. Your heart has a timetable all of its own. Leo, you expect more from others than they're able to give today, increasing the likelihood of being let down by a close friend or family member. The problem is people seem to be out of touch with their feelings, which makes them harder for you to see. If someone close Your emotional support is more useful now than attempting to make a heroic rescue. There's no need to save the day when all you have to do is listen. Virgo, most of the jobs you end up with today are potential opportunities to experiment with a fresh attitude and a new approach. However, it's critical to know when to drop your electric idea, or you could easily waste time seeking a breakthrough when the tried and true way is perfectly fine. Demonstrate your keen intelligence by choosing the most sensible method for the task at hand. Although innovation is impressive when it works, sometimes the same old routine is the most reliable path. Libra, although you are eager for a play day, you're aware that the fun won't last forever. The social Aquarius moon is hanging out in your fifth house of fun and games today, highlighting your need to be with your family and friends. However, you can already feel a heavier wave washing up on the shores of your life. Your chances for success are enhanced more by your attitude than anything else. The best way to prepare for the upcoming crunch is to rejuvenate your body and mind by basking in the good times while they last. Scorpio, you're ready and able to shine your love light brightly today because you want to do your part to raise the vibration of the cosmos. However, avoiding the facts isn't a wise strategy. Denial only sets you up to have your altruistic expectations dashed. Nevertheless, your willingness to assume the best results could act as a catalyst that opens previously closed doors. Instead of dismissing an opportunity too quickly, consider it for its own merit. An objective assessment of your choices will steer you in the right direction. Sagittarius, you're not particularly interested in being the social director today. In fact, you really don't want to assume responsibility for nearly anything. Luckily, your world is chock full of amazing people, and they each have something special to offer. You might assume it will be easy to find someone willing to pitch in and help your cause, but everyone could be already busy with their own plan. Compromising and accepting less in the moment may feel like your only option, but it's best to celebrate your independence by creating your own brand of fireworks instead. Capricorn, you continue to be in touch with your softer side today, uncharacteristically wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's easier to relax your ambitious nature during holiday celebrations, but your current social savvy seems to go beyond the situation of the moment. Perhaps you're less afraid of being swept up in an emotional whirlwind because you feel as if your feet are firmly planted on solid ground. Whatever your rationalization, enjoy the potential pleasures in front of you now. Carefully choose your best shot at happiness and then go for it. Aquarius, you might be certain that you can do everything today without an assistance from anyone else. Unfortunately, your confident defiance could lead you to spreading yourself too thin, making it impossible to finish even the simplest chores. Don't lose sight of the practical realities that govern your life, or you could miss out on the fun that's yours for the asking. It's more important now to share the workload with others so you can also share in the joy. Pisces, you may be on the fence about a significant personal issue because you can see it from both sides. Your current enthusiasm tempts you to say yes and jump wholeheartedly into a romantic relationship, a social event, or a personal project. Meanwhile, the voice of reason is screaming no. Forcing a decision today will only require you to change your mind in the future. Instead of making a final choice prematurely, give yourself a break and partake in the festivities. A little rest and relaxation does you a world of good. I would like to now introduce the herb of choice and the tea of choice for this week, and I'm suggesting this because of the fact that there are so many chaotic situations that we all are aware of, and it's playing on our emotions, and, you know, I think that we all could use a little help just being able to calm down the energies at the end of our day. My tea of choice is chamomile. Chamomile helps with a host of things, including better sleep. It's relaxing and it has soothing properties, and most people take the chamomile tea before bed to help them rest better. It also is a stomach soother. It helps to soothe stomach ache. It promotes elimination. It soothes irritable bowel syndrome. And it actually helps with overall digestion. For women, it helps with your menstrual cycle when there are cramps. It helps to calm the muscle spasms that you tend to have during that time. If you can make the chamomile ointment, which we will be talking about, things of that nature and poultices that you can make with certain herbs, chamomile ointment is good for the use of for healing, well, not healing, but to help and alleviate the pain of hemorrhoids. It's also a cold fighter because it boosts your immune system and it has antibacterial properties. It's also known as a wound healer, and it helps to manage diabetes, and also some have known it to kill actually certain types of cancers. The next stage of what it is that I would like to bring to you guys is, I don't know if you all are familiar with the I Ching. Well, on this site, which, by the way, all of my tarot readings are coming from tarot.com. This is a site that I have frequented over the years. And, you know, I just kind of enjoy the way they give you a variety of things, and it's kind of fun to play with. You can look into it and see how much does and doesn't relate to you, but it's pretty fun, and I think for the most part it's on target. The part that I want to share is called the hexagram. They changed it from the I Ching to the hexagram, but it's still the same thing. It's where they would toss certain things, and it deals with lines. You have the broken lines and the long lines. Well, the card of the day, July 4th, is harmony. The trigram earth is above that of heaven, and heaven seems to be on earth. The gravity of matter merges with the upward radiation of light to merge in deep harmony. This juxtaposition denotes a time of peace and blessings for all living things. In the affairs of humans, tranquility comes when the good, strong, and powerful show favor to those of lower status, and those of more mold means are well disposed towards those who are currently blessed. This condition marks an end to feuding, which is a good thing. In such a state, it is best to let the energy ride high. The way is clear and the prospects for great success are outstanding. Chaotic forces still abide in nature, but man, by carefully responding to the rhythms and cycles of the world around him, can find peace in the natural world. By planting the right crop in the right place in the right season, the farmer brings harmony to the cultivation of plants and prosperity to his family. Similarly, any business must adjust to the cycles, the natural cycles of the season. Only through flexibility and adaptation can order and growth be maintained. Peaceful times produce a time of flowering and prosperity. The wise person channels positive energy to all quarters, to each in proper proportion, just as a farmer waters his field. But be vigilant, otherwise peaceful conditions will foster the growth of weeds as well as flowers. I think that that's important in a time where, you know, things are a little bit more difficult for everyone on the planet. I would just like to send out peace and love and harmony and healing, you know, and light to everyone. Thank you for joining the Bridge of Light, a simply spiritual way to start your day.